welcome to We Speak News Now. While we're in the process, we're also on Universal Collective Network. We're on Facebook Live, and we're on Roku TV, and we're on Apple TV, and Periscope and Twitter. So give me a second. Once I get you hooked up in here, I will be back. So let me go over here because you got two things going here. Let's see.
Okay.
We got that going over here. Let me get over here. Shoot this one. Okay, here we go. Okay. Let's see, 10 seconds. Okay, great. Go ahead, get that done. Let me refresh my page right here. Then we're going to get started here. All right. Okay. All right. Give me a second here. Let's see. Somebody's trying to talk to me. Okay. Okay. There we go. All right. Commercials are almost over with you guys. All right. We're going to get started here. Good evening, everyone. This is Can We Be Frank Show here on Universal Collective Network. I am the host, Alita. And you guys, I was just telling our young ladies, I'm going to call them young ladies tonight, my young ladies, that we're on We Speak News Now. We're on Facebook Live. We're on Universal Collective Network, the actual radio station. And we're also on Roku TV, Apple TV. I think he has me set up for Twitter and Periscope. So, you guys, we're all over the place. There's no excuse for you guys not to be seeing what's going on. Okay? We're here. And nobody can say, well, I didn't. You can always go back and look at it. You can always go back and listen to the shows. So, we're here for you. Now, I want to apologize to my girls because I did not get out tonight like I wanted to. I had something more pressing, and I don't want to make it sound like what happened tonight was menial. It wasn't. It was very important. And I hate that I missed it, but I had priority. I might as well say it like that. But I got my girls. I got my girls because they're going to keep me updated on what's going on. I'm excited. Again, welcome you guys to Can We Be Frank Show, and we're going to talk about the city council meeting that took place tonight. You know, we've been hammering, we've been talking, we've been going back and forth with people, trying to get people to get out tonight because we already knew what was going to happen. We just need people to know that we're not playing anymore and that we're going to show up. No matter where it's at, we need to show up and show out. It doesn't matter, to be honest with you. And the more we do it, the more we know what it does to them when a whole bunch of people start showing up. Okay, we know what it does to them physically and mentally and how they want to change their agenda whenever that happens. So what we're going to do, I want Miss Agnes to give us an update on the meeting tonight. Miss Agnes?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Go, baby. Tell Mama what happened.
Talita, before yes. Agnes come on, can I just please say this?
Sure.
I am so proud of our three black city council.
Wow.
How professional they were and how they were treated so badly. Mm-hmm. But baby, they stood up, they held them utmost respect, and
wow.
I applaud them for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They
stood up with a baseball bat, and I said,
if you want to speak about your utility bill, you have to call in to the city.
be on April 17th. And it's going to be like a forum or whatever. So you can speak about your utility bills because of the budget. 17th, you have to call City Hall and tell them that you want to speak at that forum on the 17th about your utility bill because that is part of the budget.
Okay.
And then they want to go back when you do call in, and this is why I think they want you to call in, because they're going to go back and pull all your bills.
That's right.
Yeah, they're going to go back and pull your bills. Who cares if they pull the bills?
The price going to still be the same.
it ain't going to change. So, then after that happened, two men, one is a Stokes, his name is Stokes, and the other one, I got my paper somewhere, but anyway, one is for the fire department and one is for the police department.
Okay.
Okay, the man for the fire department, they wanted to split it up. Don't vote. If you vote for one, you vote for both.
Yes. I remember
that.
Okay.
That way.
Okay.
Mr. Green said, I asked to split it. They didn't want to split it. This soap guy that wants to be over the police department, he made a big thing about nobody couldn't take the captain's test. And it's racial. It's racial.
Wow.
He got a lawyer that the city had to pay for because of the test.
Okay.
You know, the state test.
Yeah, I remember that.
Uh-huh. And he said that the city consumer had to pay for a lawyer for him because he's mad because they don't want him to run for city police.
Okay.
Because he's on the board.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
He's on the board. So they asked this little man, one of the members that worked there said, it could be split. You could vote for the fireman and you could vote for the police department.
Okay.
And that's the way Councilman Green wanted it and Councilman Fuller and Councilman Labadine.
Wow. So they won that.
And you know, you have a black, white, a zebra on the council.
No, he's a black man. Well, I don't even know if this may be ugly, but I don't even know if it's a name for it.
Well, anyway, you know he was going to vote yes. So they made sure that they did a call.
Mm-hmm.
Who voted yes, who voted no. What's going to happen is, what needs to happen is when he goes to run for, I don't care, for dog catcher.
Mm-hmm. He should never get back in there.
They should have a scorecard on him.
Mm-hmm.
Then what he voted for.
Yep.
And how did and what happened.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's sitting up there rolling his eyes.
Like a girl.
And rolling his eyes at
Jack.
At Jack.
And he rolled his eyes. He looked at Jack so hard with that look. And I looked at him. I said, oh, my God, what is that about? And Jack saw it, too. So Jack and I started looking at each other. What is that all about? But, you know, Agnes, back to the vote. Well, of course, you know, Jules asked if they could vote, do it separate. They said why they couldn't do it, why were they doing it together? And the city, what is his name, Charles Johnson?
Chuck.
The city attorney.
Yeah, Chucky.
It's not something legal that they have to do. It's just a tradition. tradition that we do.
Yeah.
And then he looked at Mr. Green and say, it's just a tradition that we do, Mr. Green. In other words, it doesn't have to be that way. That's just the way that they do it. They can't do it the way they do it. And then the other man say, well, we already voted for that anyway, because they voted to do them together. The four white people.
Wow.
The four white people and the three black.
Yeah.
And what happened is he said, Mr. Green,
yeah,
is a democracy. And I want to jump up and say, no, this is a dictatorship.
Yep, get it right.
He walked out the courtroom.
He walked out.
Wow.
And
he said, what are y'all talking about? What's the point? That's the way he said it. What's the question?
Wow.
And he thought that, was it Ed or somebody had asked the question, and they said, and he got real ugly, and they say, well, Mr. Roosevelt Johnson asked the question, and then he settled down, because then he found out Roosevelt had asked the question.
Wow.
But he thought it was Ed or Joe, he got
all out the boxes.
He got kind of crazy until he found out it was Roosevelt. And I mean, I could not believe what and what that man name that came down before, right? A few minutes before they started, and you're all pretty ladies. Oh, I wanted to say, oh, I know I'm pretty. Which one was that?
That was the Lord.
The Lord. And here comes Harry Silver trying to talk and be nice to us. I say, I'm saying to myself, yeah, I'm getting out of here.
Millard and Silver. And he's sitting up there with Michael with a glass. Oh, what you call them glasses?
Oh, magnifying glass.
It was a micro, the big glass that makes it look real big.
You're talking about a magnifying glass.
But it had a light on it, a bright light.
Reading what he got to do for the night.
And he had his head down into the, but he's 91 years old. He need to be at the house.
he needs to be at the house. He needs to give a young man a chance.
Yes.
Get out. All that.
And if he don't want to be at the house, he doesn't have to be at the house. Just get out of City Hall.
Yeah.
Really? Because I'm looking, and don't come grinning in my face, I said, okay, I'm gonna have to act right like my three city councilmen. They acting
so intelligent.
I had to act intelligent too. I didn't say anything crazy to those two little councilmen. I wanted to, but they were coming over saying, oh, you ladies are pretty. I say, no, my three councilmen, they acting real intelligent, and they acting real nice and real cool. So I guess I better act intelligent and nice too. But I had the whole look. Was it Jules that came? No, Ed came. Agnes, Miss Agnes, now come on now. He asked me, he said, Miss Agnes, you need my bill for Miss Agnes. I said, I might.
And then she's gonna come tell me when they told it 4-3. He said, yes. I said, I knew it. I knew it. She said, be quiet. They're gonna throw you out of here.
They wouldn't answer. So they asked the clerk, Did they get an invite? Did they let these people know that they could come back? And the answer was no. And so these people were waiting for them to let them know that they could come back. Because that's why a lot of people were not there tonight, because they told them they were going to let them know when they could speak. And so they were not notified. And Joe kept pushing the issue because they didn't want to answer.
Nope, they did not
want to
answer.
So that's why this group of people were not there. And I don't remember what they were going to speak about or which group it was, but I know that they didn't send them to let them know that they came back.
So
because they told them they had to be, you know, that whatever night they came, they wouldn't let them speak. They told them they were going to let them know.
Let them know when they could speak.
When they could speak. And Joe said, he thought they were going to be there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They said, no, they did not let these people know.
And, the guy that got the fire department, over the fire department, his name is Keller.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he was there. But what was that other man's name?
Oh, I can't. Now, one of them, Edna didn't have a problem with.
Yeah, the other guy they did. Yeah, they had a problem with the other guy. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
But the one that started all the stuff and sued because he said could nobody take a captain's test unless they're white. That's what happened.
And somebody said that they were trying to, three councilmen were trying to make that a racial issue.
It is a racial issue.
Everything that goes on in the city of Alexandria is racial. You just keep, this is what I want you guys to keep in mind when y'all talking about the city of Alexandria. Keep in mind Ferguson, Missouri. If you go and look up what Ferguson, Missouri city was made of and see how those people were treated, Alexandria is not treated any different.
The same way.
And you know what? But Ferguson and Alexandria had the same problem.
Yep.
The majority of the city was black.
Yep. The majority of the city is black.
And the work of the people in control
is white.
And that was because we think that Ferguson was just like Alexandria. They did not go out and vote. There was no reason why they could not have, like the police chief, when that boy got killed there, the police chief, the mayor, whoever it was, there was no reason why they could not have had a black police chief or whoever it was, because the city was mostly black.
Yep.
They just didn't go out
and
vote.
Everybody there was black neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
In the black neighborhood.
Yep.
But the majority of the policemen, the police people, they were all white.
White.
All white.
And they came from out of town.
Councilman Fuller said, I got a problem. Why black kids are not being trained to be policemen?
They start them off in other places. They start them in high school. They know how to be a police and they know how to take the test.
That's right. And he said, they got two black and nine white.
Wow.
So you just meeting your quota.
Yep, that's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They're just meeting their quota.
And the only two that's in police department.
We had one little lady. It looked like she had a stroke. She's a retired school teacher. She didn't have a ride home. Jules had asked if Agnes could take her home because he had that high truck and he knew she couldn't get in that truck.
Uh-huh.
So we took her home, but she was saying she just wanted to see, you know, be a part of it, and she said, I would never vote for Roosevelt. She was just too outdone for what she saw. And she said she was that lady almost 80 years old, but she could barely walk, but she wanted to smile
and see what was going on.
And
they talking crazy.
Yeah. So it was short. It was short. Very short.
Mm-hmm.
And for a minute there, it got kind of hot. But like I said, I was so proud of our three black city councils, Councilman Jules Green, Ed Lavadan, and Joe Flood. They conduct themselves Very, very
okay.
well. I tell you what, they said enough. They said enough so people would know. Okay, because I'm not saying too much. They said enough to let them know. Well, we're not stupid though.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And see, I couldn't sit up there and let them try to railroad me like they did them. They have class and they have intelligence and they know what they're doing. But see, when the French come out at me, you might hear anything.
Cousin Agnes, you have to make a plan and stick to your plan.
I was trying to stick to my plan.
What else did you say, Miss Agnes? What else did you say?
Well, you have to keep nudging up, Selena. Leader. When I said Agnes, the police gonna take you to jail.
I'm going to jail. And I'm saying, huh? I couldn't help myself.
Right along with you because I was saying the same thing. Y'all, this kangaroo court crap y'all doing, y'all know y'all wrong. But you know what? The people gonna speak, the people gonna be the last words y'all gonna hear. It's gonna come from the people. And they ain't gotta come in here. They gonna tell y'all that at that ballot box. You guys need to get rid of what y'all got in there because I'm telling you, if y'all put him back in there again, it is gonna, because you know why? He's revengeful, and he is a revengeful person.
Uh-huh.
And if you work,
yeah, and let him get back in there, it's gonna be,
it's gonna be
what?
Hell.
Because the utility thing, we gonna have to get there early.
Yeah,
yeah.
To be able to get in there.
Yeah.
You already have.
Next week, pull my utility bill. I should tell it. Pull it, cause I wanna speak.
So April 17th. What is gonna happen?
They're gonna let people speak about their utility bill.
Okay.
Because they have finished the budget.
Okay.
And then they gotta do something else with the budget.
Yeah, they gotta discuss it tomorrow. They get a chance to go over it tomorrow.
And
yeah,
then,
yeah.
And then after that, it's something else going on. And
it's for two different meetings they're gonna have.
Yeah,
remember, Agnes, discuss utility bill.
Right.
To get the lives together.
Yeah, to get them lives together. Yeah, yeah.
Then after that, on the 17th, I think it's at 5 o'clock, is it?
Yeah, it's the regular time, isn't it?
Is that the city council meeting on the 17th?
It's in the city council meeting, where they meet at.
Okay.
And it's not at 6, so You're going to have to get there early because there's going to be some people in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If they don't scare them away.
Right.
You know, because
right.
That's the whole thing is to scare them away. That's a tactic. We know.
And it's going to be in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Be advertised.
Oh, okay.
And that's I don't know what they do.
So this is my question. This is my question, and I'm quite sure you guys have the answer to it. So, if this is what's going to take place, so what caused this whole ruckus? Caused this? Why are we at the point where you got to advertise in the newspaper? Why are we at a point where you got to have a forum and people got to call in order to fuck? Excuse my language, I was getting ready to get dirty, in order to talk to you about their utility bill. When did this come about?
So much undermined and stuff is going on, and they got to try to cover themselves.
It's called CYA, cover your ass.
Okay. But don't you think it's kind of too late now? Because the damage has been done.
Well, they're going to try to CYA all they can.
You know? Okay.
All the way to the jailhouse.
Okay. They can scramble all at once. So let me ask you something. Was the utility director there?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You know he was there.
So what was he looking like?
You know my pot was there.
So what was he looking like? What did he look nervous? Did he look like?
No.
Okay.
No, because when nobody tells, you know, he just gave his little and left.
Uh-huh. He got up out of there.
Agnes, who was that man that white man that kept putting Silvers in check? No, he was trying to explain to him, and Silvers was trying to make him see his point of view, but the man,
oh,
the
yeah,
law
that,
says.
That man, you know what, when the secretary said,
that's you talking about against
that the man with the white hair.
Yeah, that's a city attorney. That's an attorney too.
Well, he's the one told him that it could be flipped.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh. He's gonna get punished for that.
Silver didn't want it.
No,
because he didn't want him to say it. He kept trying. It was almost like he was trying to get that man to shut up, but the man kept talking. No, but see, this is why the state says this, and this is the law, and this, and this, and this. But he was actually being fair, whoever that man was.
Oh, that's unusual. Yeah. He probably going to get a punish for that, for going against Silver.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Well, he's 91 years old. He's reading through a spyglass.
With a light on.
He at home.
But you know what?
Did you know when we were leaving, he didn't have a way home. Roosevelt said, well, you got a ride? Well, no. He said, well, I'll take you home.
Yeah.
But y'all got to know this.
He ain't driving no more.
And Agnes wouldn't even offer that man a ride home.
What the hell? That man should afford
a limousine.
He could have called Uber.
He could have a full-time driver, couldn't he?
Oh, Jesus, so y'all so wrong. Y'all so wrong.
Call Uber.
When he had a pinstripe suit on?
Yeah. I believe it.
Pinstripe suit.
Y'all
so wrong. A wise and gold ring to them.
Yeah, because he's in gold ring.
Yeah. Did you see the picture? Was that a picture of him and his little grandson had the little suit on? The little grandson wore the matching suit?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I was.
Wow.
He's a very cute little boy.
I was busy trying to pump myself up.
A paper somewhere I saw.
Oh, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Y'all funny. Y'all are so funny.
It was short. The meeting was not that long.
Well,
so
they
wanted
it to be. They didn't plan. But they didn't plan for it to be long. They meant for it to be just like it was. They meant that.
Well, did anybody go to school for it?
Yeah, I wanted to find that out. I asked one of my associates, but they said no, they don't know anybody went to it. I'm hoping Mr. Daniels, Kendall Daniels, had went to it. I'm hoping he did, so he can. I'm gonna try to get him on the show and let him talk about what they talked about at that meeting. Because he has a lot of, he has kids that go to, him and his wife have kids that go to those schools that's going to be affected. So I know he would definitely want to be at that meeting. Quite sure he went to it. So I guess we'll find out about that from him. That would be good to find out. So now tomorrow.
I know the if they're going to put it out, I think tomorrow.
Okay.
The budget.
Yeah, the budget. Okay.
And I'm almost sure it's going to be on a PDF file.
Okay. Okay. Now, another thing, too, now tomorrow, I don't know if, see, you guys don't go to his news briefings. We go to the news briefing, okay? I'm talking about your mayor's news briefing. So he's supposed to have one tomorrow morning at 10:30. Sometimes he cancels them, so he's never consistent with them. So, but tomorrow morning at 10:30, he's supposed to have one. So that's going to be interesting because I'm quite sure he's got some stuff he needs to say, get off his chest, if he does it. If he doesn't cancel. So I'm going to try my best to make it tomorrow morning around 10:30 at the city. It's always at the chambers. And most of the time when he has his news briefing, let me tell y'all, nobody usually shows up. Okay. Matter of fact, if you look at the last one I did, which was Tuesday or Monday or one day he did it, and you'll see it was only maybe about five or six people in there. Nobody shows up for his news briefing. Well, yeah, I think we should. At everything that he's at and everything that they're, you know, whatever they do, we need to be there. I'm not talking about no sitting around playing and events and stuff. I'm talking about stuff like in that city council, in that hall, in that doggone chamber. That's where you need to show up at. And I wish I was there because I definitely would have put it on Facebook Live. I would have live that sucker. Yes, and streamed it hard.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that would have been funny. That would have definitely been funny, and I know it would have been.
If it wouldn't be for Velma, I'm not lying to you. I know I'm not a Velma, but I sure have a record.
Selena, mm-hmm. I'd almost be scared for Agnes to go, because if they say too much of the wrong things too many times, just don't tell them something. And I don't want to have to go till we can get her out of jail.
Yeah, I know. That would cost some money. You don't want to lose all that money for that.
Right there. I did it on purpose.
And I took the ball and I bounced that baby right out the door.
And look, and then a guy that caught a guy, that preacher that goes to Scott Island, he came in late. Well, we had already had that discussion. Mm-hmm. He come in and write and said the same thing about the flood insurance. And that man, like, he gave that look like, oh, Lord, here we go again.
But you can't.
I said, you was the one that said it.
But you can't build any home.
I worked for a bank 35 years, and I would have never said that. I said, you did. And I worked at a bank, too.
And then he told me, I asked him, I said, why is it that you all don't do mobile homes? And he said, well, we can, but you have to make it. What was the word, the terminology he used?
He said he's going to make it like a hard.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
But I don't. I told Agnes, I say, you know what? I don't think I want to be bothered with that because I still didn't understand that restriction, that deed restriction.
Yeah.
I don't know if something happened to me. I want my grandson to have my trailer.
Yeah, you don't want.
And the thing about it is, he's not telling the whole story.
So
you sign that paper, you signing your deed over to that bank, whatever bank it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I said, no, I said, I'm not going to even. And then he told me, well, look, just go ahead on after the meeting and, you know, and
I'll pick it up.
Yeah, and I said, okay. And I left it like that, but I'm not going to be bothered.
And then they got that, the man that's supposed to come out and check your house is what? Landry. He's a realtor with the law firm.
Okay.
Oh, is that who it is? For them?
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that part.
He's a realtor, but he's going to come out and check your house. He don't have no inspector's license.
But you know, another thing, too, a lot of people are not going to get that because you notice how the income is. But two people, I'm like, no, not a lot of people not gonna qualify for this because the income is too. For two people, you can't. Oh, I have the list here. I'm looking at
$19,000
for two people.
Mm-hmm.
If two people in the house and your income more than that, you don't qualify. Now that's
well, I think that's because you're going for the low income. When you say low income, I think $19,000 is right like at the threshold of poverty, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's either 15, between 10 and 20,000, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong.
But when we was at that meeting the other night, I can't remember what meeting it was, they had a paper saying $35,000 and more. This one says 19.
Okay, but is it two different programs?
It has to be because this book says it had they made extra copies and gave it out. But you know what? On the thing they had very low income.
Okay.
They had very low income.
That's the poverty line, yeah.
And I remember when they handed us those papers, the first one was like 35 something, 34 something.
Uh huh.
You had to make. And this one's saying 19. But it's also saying if one passed away and the other one leaves the house, they got to pay the balance of that grant.
Yes, I know. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then restrictions. I told Agnes, you know what? I'm not going to be bothered with that mess because I don't know what that's up to. What's up with that?
Yeah, but you know, because it's a grant, they got to do that because they're giving, you know, they're doing the work for free. Not the free, but you don't have to pay anything. But I know one of them.
And what gets me is you all going to pick a contractor.
Yeah.
They have some contractors in mind. Now, come on now. You know, we got some people that don't know how to do nothing, but they out there.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
I say, suppose you don't like who you got.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get another one.
Wow.
But all of them are who they
all
want.
All of them is who they know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, it says that the threshold for being counted living in poverty is was 11,490 last year for a person and 23,550 for a family of four.
That is at the line. That's
yeah.
way below the line.
Yeah. So when you talk about one person, 1140, and then you're talking about a family of four, 23,000? That's
wow.
Nobody's
going for that.
Yeah.
They can't get it.
Yeah, that's not good.
They would not be able to get it.
Mm-mm. They wouldn't be able to survive with 23,000, no. So that is considered
mm-hmm.
poverty. I mean, that is what it is, you know.
But the thing about it is, all right, the housing part that he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's say they use that for the housing, 23,000, you got four people in the house. All right, you still got to pay the note.
Yeah.
All right, now do you think that note gonna be $100 and some with Lynn Bibbins financing it?
Mm-hmm. But you don't have to pay the note because it's not a note to be paid. You're talking about as far as the work
no,
that...
No, I'm talking about this. I'm talking about the grant is for... revitalize the home.
Yeah.
Then they're going to have another thing to build home.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're talking about two different things. Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. You're talking about two different situations.
Yeah.
You guys, if
yeah.
you don't know what we're talking
that's
about, if you don't know what we're talking about, we're actually talking about these two rehabilitation programs that the city and GATA, which is the Greater Alexandria Economic Development Alliance, I think it is, or Authority, that's what it is, that they have one, and then the city of Alexandria is offering a grant to work on your house, rehabilitate your house if you own the home. One of them is for a certain amount of the grant, and the other one is for another amount of the grant. And they're two different grants, but they're basically doing the same thing. From what I'm hearing, Alexandria jumped up and put their grant out when GATA put out their grant, or whoever it is who put out the grant. And it's like a little pit for Pat right now going on. And the people are stuck in the middle. Our low poverty line people are stuck in the middle of this mess. Let me not say mess, because that's not right. Because they do have people out there who's trying. I will give it to what is his name for GATA. I'll give it to him that he's doing this. I'm not going to knock him for that.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is like I said last night, and I said it in front of everybody, like it or love it. The devil is in the detail.
But then, you know what, sometimes we can...
The devil is in the details. I know what I'm talking about.
I hear you. But sometimes, you know what? Sometimes people don't have any other choice. You understand what I'm saying? They're living in a house that needs work on it, and they qualify. We can't, you know, we can't dump them.
No, you can't
deny
them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you start dealing with older people...
Yeah.
And when you start dealing with low-income people... They gonna sign it, and they don't know what they signing.
Exactly. So it needs to be some type of guideline.
Yeah, it might say, "Give me your house."
That's
then
right.
Then when it says they gonna put your lien up for it, don't nobody you to work hard for your house, to pay for your house, and then they gonna put a lien on your house.
But that's only if you don't follow by the guidelines. You first of all follow the guidelines, and then you won't have that to worry with.
No, but if you live that long. But other than that, it's a lien on. As soon as you sign that paper, they put a lien on your property.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Oh, you don't have to pay it back. But the lien got to be satisfied.
Either way it goes, it has to be satisfied.
If it's $7,000, you got to stay there 5 years, and the $7,000 is forgiven.
But see, the thing is, even if you don't stay there, but you won't be able to pay it back because your situation is not where you can. You don't have jobs that are, you know, flowing out the door for you here. So in the income is not here. That's why we have such a high poverty
so
rate here.
You're going to owe them $3,500 if you don't satisfy that lien.
Yeah. So that means, I think you just stay put for 5 years. That's all. They put,
you have to go to nursing home.
You talking about the elderly?
Nursing home, you really don't have to worry about it.
That's right, because you can't do nothing if you're in the nursing home.
And then they're going to take it.
Well, at that point.
And if you got kids, everything. You know, some kids, they want to stay, but they don't want to pay.
You know what?
And that's true, too.
I'm trying to see some. I'm really trying to see some business in it.
Yeah.
I know some people right here on my street. It is raining cats and dogs in their homes.
Wow.
That would be really
wonderful for them.
Yeah.
And they have no way of getting, you know.
You know what's so crazy, you guys? Is that these homes could have been fixed a long time ago.
Why now?
Well, yeah, why now? These homes could have been fixed.
And the old lady was sitting there and the rain was coming into her house years ago. Why
right here on Willow Glen, right?
Yeah, why now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right around the corner from me, that whole time. And the one on Main Street, it took years before they fixed her house.
Wow.
They got that lady on Dez. She's working Piccadilly with the blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her home, that whole front part of her house caved in. They had a little lady, I can't think of her name, but she was right around the corner from me, even though she lived on Willow Glen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That house that burned on Willow Glen, her house was directly across the street. That half of the front half of her whole roof fell in, and her daughter moved her out to move with her. I don't know if they ever fixed that roof or not, but she stayed there until it caved in.
Wow.
But see, they should have grants that, okay, I got this going on. Don't put me on. Don't make me, nervous and upset and making me think that I got this free. Don't give people false hope. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear
that's
you.
All I'm saying. Don't give people false hope. Because if you say, I'm going to do your roof, and a little old lady going to be looking for you to do her roof, but then you going to bring all these papers to her, and she don't know what she's signing.
Yeah. You're right.
That's wrong.
You're right. You're so right. You're right about that. You are so right.
They need the help. There's nothing wrong with that. If I would win the lottery, I'd fix the houses.
Mm-hmm.
But don't give people false hope. And then the next thing you know, they'd be sending the letters about.
And what they should do, they should break it down in blocks. They should break it down by blocks. Fix the houses on the blocks. If you're going to get grant money, don't do it all at one time. Just do it in blocks. Just take care. Okay, say Willow Glen. How many houses on Willow Glen needs to be fixed? Have money set aside and fix the houses on Willow Glen. Sugar House Road, if there's any houses on Sugar House Road, fix the houses on Sugar House Road. You know, break it down by street, if anything. I know you got a whole bunch of streets.
Break it down by street, but
or communities, or districts.
Salita.
You could even go by districts and do that.
Right, but Salita, you got to have a deed so they have something
in
your head.
Yeah, that's right. They have, yeah. But you can't. The thing is, why would you fix up a renter's house when it's got a landlord? I wouldn't. A landlord can do his own work.
Let the landlord fix it.
Yeah, let the landlord fix it. But that's why it's about you owning your home. Because then you don't have I wouldn't. That wouldn't make no sense for them to grant money to a renter to fix up something that has a landlord to it. That don't make no sense. That wouldn't make no sense at all.
That's true. That don't make no sense.
Nope.
But my daddy was a brickmason.
Mm-hmm.
And he, when we moved to Alexandria in 1951, and we didn't know where we were going.
Mm-hmm.
He built this house, and we stayed here, and I'm still here.
Wow.
And never had a lien on the house.
Wow.
He said, that's one thing you do not do.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, you can get short.
Yeah.
You know, things ain't going to never stay the same.
Exactly. That's right.
And people build a house and then stay in it and then get a second mortgage and then that's two notes.
Yeah.
That's the other note.
Yeah.
Now, the grant is fine. There's nothing wrong with the grant.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to stay in that house until the grant is satisfied.
Yeah. And that's all right. I think that's a good idea. I really
that's
do.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a very good idea.
Well, see.
But what you want to fix, they're going to only take so much and no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know them jack legs. You know a jack leg carpenter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to say, okay, I'm going to fix this. Next thing you know, you calling him, telling him what he fixed.
Yeah.
But you know,
and you know what? And they have to go back and fix it. I mean, they have to go back and fix it, or you wind up going.
He said it's between you and the contractor.
Oh, okay. Well, the contractor ain't gonna do.
It would be you would have to be the one to sue the carpenter.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Then that's what you do.
Have to be the one to sue the carpenter.
That's what you do.
So now you gotta go find somebody, fix you some papers, and bring the small claims court to file suit against him because he done messed up worse than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still gotta pay somebody.
That's right. You're right. Wow. Well, you guys, you gave me an earful tonight. I want to thank you guys for coming in and giving me all that information and making me laugh. This was awesome. I like the show. I just let y'all talk because I know y'all know what's going on out there. And I think this was so fun. And I want to do something. I want to thank everybody who did show up because I know it was some people who showed up. It might not have been a lot of them. But I know some people showed up. So I want to tell you guys, thank you very much for showing up. At least you know now that you guys can do this. And we just got to keep pushing. No matter how small the group is, eventually somebody's going to hear it. Somebody's going to hear it by November. And I think.
Somebody's
going to pass it around.
Vote.
Yeah, vote, get them out. And I think people have come to the resolution that that's exactly what they're going to have to do. But in the meantime, I think we should keep them on their toes. That's just me. I'm just like that. I think we should keep them on their toes by any means necessary. Keep them on their toes. Let them know.
We're not crazy.
We ain't crazy. We ain't
and
stupid.
Our mothers didn't
raise
no
fool. That's right.
And we're watching everything, even to the digging of the poison down the street from me. We're keeping an eye on that.
That's right.
You know, something going on with that. Illegal.
Whatever.
Down the street.
Yes, definitely. Because they need people to speak out for them. So they need to clone people like you guys. I mean, for you guys to just take your time out and do what you do for the community, they need many more for y'all. And you're not sellouts. That's what I like about y'all. Y'all don't sell out.
You know what we really need?
What?
We need a Uncle Ben to go with us.
Yeah, you need an Uncle Ben. That's right, you do. You need an Uncle Ben. You're right.
An Uncle Ben that don't mind going and don't mind opening his mouth.
And saying
he's going to put some rice. And he's gonna cook some rice.
He's gonna be cooking rice.
this is serious.
Yes, we do.
And you have to laugh to keep yourself going.
That's right.
So that this stuff doesn't just wear you down. You have to laugh about it. So whoever, you know, may be listening, we're serious.
Yeah.
But we have to laugh sometimes so we can keep ourselves going.
That's right. Say that. That's how we have to do it. You are so correct with that. You guys, it has been great. I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go because I know y'all had a long day today. And I know you guys need your rest, and we got to do this again. You know, we got to keep doing this.
You know, it's the old ladies on the couch.
Two old ladies on the couch.
Take my leg off.
Well, I'm going to keep mine on.
I wish we could clone them because they're the ones who's out there and they seeing what's going on in our communities and they're voicing their opinions and letting us know. So that was one of the reasons why I love when they come on because they can get another perspective of what's going on opposed to what we're seeing. And like I said, I always have fun with them. That's my two old ladies on the couch. This has been, I'm sorry. Can We Be Frank show, you guys. We're going to try to come back tomorrow night, Universal Collective Network. We are, I want to thank my producer, and I have to always thank him because he's always been great in making sure that I'm on this channel at nighttime, at this time of night. Most of the time, people are in bed or getting ready for bed, so they don't get a chance to, but they can always go back and watch us. I want to thank you guys again for even giving me this opportunity. So I want to say, you guys have a great night. Love you, and I will see you later. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, hold up. Hold up. I got to do something.
You better leave that mask so you have
it. Let's see. All right.